Praise God. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Philemon. Let's go to God in prayer as we look into this book tonight. Father God, we praise You, we thank You that we are established by Your Word. For by Your Word, Lord, the worlds will frame. And that same power that You have placed in Your spoken Word when You created this universe is still present, O God, in Your written Word. It has not diminished, it has not weakened, but it has continued throughout the generations and unto eternity. It will continue to have the same power that You have placed upon them. We thank You, O God. The heaven and earth will pass away, but not a single word of Yours will pass away. That every word that He has spoken, O God, unto Your people will come to pass. And we thank You, O God, for the privilege of considering Your Word tonight. We ask, O God, that You open the eyes of our understanding, that we may be enlightened, that we may know the hope of Your calling, the riches of Your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of Your power towards us who believe. And O God, as Your Word is being preached, and as Your Word is being spoken, we pray, O God, that if there be any oppression and any need in any life, let the word be like a two-edged sword that cut asunder the cords of bondage. And Father God, we pray that if there be any sickness or ailment that still remains, we ask, O God, that as Your word go forth, You will crush every demon power. You will crush every disease and every sickness, O God, that clings to the bodies of the bones and the flesh of Jesus Christ, Your church, the people of God. We ask, O God, that the power of Your word will be evident in our lives tonight. And we promise, O God, that in all that You do, we'll give You the glory, the worship and the honor. For it is unto You, O God, that all glory and honor belongs. And it is a covenant with You that we will always worship You, Lord, and give You all the glory due unto You. For we ask all these things, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The book of Philemon, and I'm sure most of you read it before you came. If you have not, quickly read through. It's only 25 chapters. Sometimes we look at a book that's 150 chapters long, like Psalms. This is just one tiny little book. When we are on a long book, we have not been able to get into an exegesis. We have only been able to get into more of an outline. But in a short book, we are able to do a little bit more exegesis and consider some of the main points as well as some deeper points in those books. The book of Philemon is listed under the pastoral epistles. The books of the Bible are classified into groups: Pentateuch, historical books, Psalms, and poetical books, the prophetic books, and then we have the Gospels and Acts, and we have the Pauline epistles to the churches, and now we have the Pauline pastoral epistles. We have covered 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, and although Philemon is a personal letter written to one of Paul's dearest friends, it is classified under the pastoral epistles because Philemon was the leader of a church. In fact, in Philemon chapter 1, notice that Paul says in verse 2, to the beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. To the church in your house. Apparently, Philemon was one of the leaders of the church in Paul's time. Which church was he a leader of? Philemon, praise the Lord, let's keep the lights constant, right? It keeps going darker and dimmer. Right. Philemon was one of the leaders of the church in Colossae. And although there is no historical record that Paul went to Colossae to preach the gospel, apparently when he was in Ephesus, which is listed, the ministry in Ephesus is listed in Acts 19, and he was there for a period of 3 years preaching day and night, and in the school of Tyrannus, he was there for 2 years, but altogether it was a period of 3 years, and many surrounding places, many surrounding cities were touched. Because people from that the surrounding cities were there in Ephesus, which was the central area of that region, and they went back and brought the gospel there. Maybe Paul may have visited those places when he was based in Ephesus. But definitely they have been touched by Paul's ministry, and places like Colossae, which is about 120 miles from Ephesus, were also touched by the ministry of Paul, and a church was planted in Colossae. And Paul must have been close with them when he wrote the book of Ephesians. He also wrote the book of Colossians. They are written about the same time. In fact, the book of Philemon was also written about the same time as the book of Colossians. And so Philemon is a leader of the church in Colossae, one of the leaders there. And who is this Apphia and Archippus? And Apphia seems to be his wife. So we have Philemon and Apphia, and Archippus is his son. Apphia and Archippus. Most Asians do not have such names because we struggle to pronounce their names. So Philemon, if he were an Asian, he would have a difficult time calling his wife Apphia, right? So if you shorten it, it become Ape, right? Wouldn't be nice. Apphia was his wife. Archippus was his son. In the book of Colossians, let's look over the book of Colossians. It lists Archippus as one of the pastoral leaders. In chapter 4 of the book of Colossians, Paul exhorts Archippus in verse 17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. So apparently Archippus was also one of the leaders of the church in Laodicea. Probably he was the pastor there of the church in Laodicea. And Paul wrote a letter to them, which we do not have on record, or some think and that it was the book of Ephesians, but it may not likely be so. So here is a family of leaders. There is Philemon. He's a rich man, possibly, for he owned a slave. And or slaves, and he was a leader in a church, prominent in the time of Paul, and the church meets in his house, one of the central points. And his son was also a leader in a church in Laodicea, and Paul used to stay there very frequently. Paul was so close to him that Paul, when he goes there, would stay in Colossae. If he were to go there, he would stay in the guest house. He says, prepare a guest room for me. He says in Philemon chapter 1, verse 22, but meanwhile also prepare a guest room for me. So we know that this letter to Philemon could be classified under the pastoral epistles because it is written to church leaders. And in our outline of the pastoral epistles, we consider that besides the basic teaching in each book, there is a general feel to the pastoral epistle, where in 1 Timothy we have seen that there are principles involved in how to establish a ministry. In 2 Timothy, there are principles on how to continue your ministry, how to keep it. For when you run a race, there are 3 points in a race. How to start, how to endure, and how to finish. There are different strategies for each area. There are 3 basic points. How to start, how to endure, and make sure you finish it. And then the finishing touch is a third point. And we have 1 Timothy, which is the starting point. 2 Timothy, which is the endurance part. And he talks about hardship as a soldier, and patience of a farmer, and diligence, and the goal setting of a runner. All this we find in the book of 2 Timothy. And in the book of Titus, we find principles in regard to how to finish a work properly, so that when it's finished, it never really finishes, because it will last till eternity. We touched on that the last week. And here in Philemon, he talks about the inner workings behind the public ministry, which is as important. In every ministry and in every one of our lives, there is always a public area and a private area. We do know that how we handle our private lives will affect how we handle our public lives. But society is such that sometimes people know how to handle the public side but not the private side. Some people know how to handle the private side but not the public side. Philemon speaks about the intricacies that are involved in the ministry, in all these areas. The behind the scene areas, and one of the preciousness of what a ministry is about. And in this book, there's one key word that keeps coming up. It comes up 3 times in this little episode. And it's the word here found to be the word splachna, or the word hearts, our heart. You find it in Philemon verse 7. For we have great joy and compassion in your love, because the hearts or the splachna of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. So here is splachna, S-P-L-A-N-K-N-A, splachna. And then we have in verse 12, I am sending him back. You therefore receive him, that is my own heart, or my own splachna. Now why do we observe that word? For there are two Greek words that are translated heart. One is the word kardia, which is the literal word for the word heart. Kardia. Where we get the English word cardiology. And that is things to do with the heart. And instead of using that word, Paul used the word splachna. Now he has used the word cardia before in his other episodes. But as he's speaking to Philemon, he used and chose the word splachna for a specific reason. In verse 20, he says it again, yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my splachna in the Lord. Refresh my splachna in the Lord. Now, splachna seems very important in this epistle, and so we have to define splachna. The original use of the word splachna has been to refer to the inner parts. The inner parts. In the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the word inner parts of the animals have been used, the Greek translation have been splachna. And if you remember the Levitical priesthood in the book of Leviticus, when they offer an animal, they don't just take the animal and put it there and burn it. No, they have to cut the animal, wash its legs, remove certain things, and skin the animals, and do all kinds of things to the animals, and drain out its blood. And then God told them to remove the kidneys of the animal, and to remove the fat on top of the kidneys and around the kidneys. And God said, that special part of the animal, I want you to burn it as a special offering to me.